This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome in everybody to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and every draft board looks a little bit different, and none of us exactly know how the draft is going to shake out on draft night, but we're going to give it our best shot here as we look to not one, not two, but three full rounds. So buckle up, everybody. Get ready, because this is going to be a mock draft action spectacular. And when you think action movies, you think Vin Diesel, then you think, of course, right after that, Derek Brown, D-Bro, the King of Bros, and of course, Thor Nystrom, who is always furious, not so much fast, but definitely the furious part. And of course, joining us today, one of the best in the business when it comes to NFL draft analysis, Mike Renner. You can follow him on X at Mike Renner _. That _ is very important. Mike, this is that time of year where the boards are moving. Things are all over the place. So how do you keep things straight for yourself when you're trying to figure out where guys are going to land?
It's tough, man. I mean, you got to, for a three-round mock, you better know these depth charts inside and out, right? Like, you have to really know their needs, because it gets hairy there in the third round. But it was fun. I hadn't gone past one round yet this season. And so going into rounds two, rounds three with you guys, I think I got a lot of good players, so I'm excited to go through.
Well, Renner, we stretched you out real good, so hopefully you don't pull a hammy or anything here in the middle of the second round. We don't want you to do that. So let's kick things off here. You are at the top of the board. So is it Caleb Williams as usual?
It is Caleb Williams. I just think his high end's insane. And obviously, like, the people that wanted Justin Fields, the Bears fans, I thought they were also insane. and that's come to fruition here with the trade that they dealt him away. So it's going to be Caleb Williams. And we'll see if they can put enough pieces around him to really tap into his potential. But I mean, if you're the Chicago Bears, you got to be happy as heck that this pick ended up being a guy like that.
Okay, so Caleb Williams off the board again at one, so no change there. However, I feel the wind's blowing here. Thor, you're up for number two with the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, this past week at the owners meeting, Tom Pelissero had a very interesting report that when he went around and informal poll of executives from around the NFL and asked them who they thought Washington was going to take with the number two pick, the most common answer that he got was Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Going back over a month, I have said that outside of Caleb Williams, who Cliff Kingsbury coached last season at USC, the best fit for Cliff Kingsbury's offense is J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy now in the odds boards in the past 72 hours has gone from 22-1 to +275 to be the second overall pick. We now have a three-horse race for the number two slot. I am going to give J.J. McCarthy to Washington in this number two slot.
Already, things looking a little different. I like it. We're shaking up the board. New England Patriots are up number three here. D-Bro, that pick is yours.
Well, since Washington took my QB1 off the board, I'm just going to give them a quarterback here. I know there's been rumors of New England possibly trading down. I think they stay in pick for this. So give him Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. He's got the full package, man, and he can cure a lot of the ails for this offense, because we know that they have issues at wide receiver and stuff, but his legs and his rushing ability alone are going to provide something for this offense that defenses have to account for.
All right, maybe I heard you incorrectly. Is J.J. McCarthy the first QB on your board right now, D-Bro? Did you just say that?
No. Jaden Daniels
oh,
is.
He's Jaden my Daniels is. Oh, okay.
No, that might be sure Thor's the board that you peeked over.
I was going to say, I feel like you were looking, you were cheating over your shoulder there, looking at the guy next to you. Maybe that's it there. Okay, so Jaden Daniels, your number one QB on the board going to my New England Patriots. That brings Mike back up for pick number four. That's the Arizona Cardinals. Mike, what do they do?
I have them going Marvin Harrison Jr. To me, you know, QBs do go 1, 2, 3. This is the easiest pick in the draft. Absolute no-brainer. He is, as advertised, I mean, I think he's almost getting underrated right now at this point in the draft with people trying to poke holes in his game. I see one of the most polished wide receiver prospects I've ever seen. I mean, his ability to run, like, comebacks on the outside at his size, and then you see his top speed hitting over 22 miles per hour on the GPS. It's just like, I don't know how you guard this guy one-on-one. Obviously, college defenses didn't. He was double teamed, you know, more than I've seen, like, any college wide receiver get double teamed. And the Arizona Cardinals It's like, this is exactly what they need. You know what? You go back to 2021 when Kyler was almost an MVP. It was because you had that guy on the outside winning consistently. Haven't had that since. Now Marvin Harrison can be that guy.
You mentioned, you know, picking him apart. Do you think it's just prospect fatigue here? Because I see like everybody doing that, making case for other guys being the best wide receiver on the board. Do you think it's just that people are getting tired of, you know, Marvin Harrison's great and that gets a little boring?
I will say this wide receiver class is insane. I think that's part of it. It's like these other guys at the top are legitimately not every year caliber type of wide receivers. Like their classes where whether it's Malik Nabers, whether it's Roma Dunsey, would have been surefire wide receiver ones and top five picks themselves. But I do think there's some of also, let's be contrarian, because everyone has this guy, has hyped up this guy since, you know, 2 years ago. So some of that as well.
Thor, you're up next at number five, and that is a trade. Once again, the Vikings and the Chargers swapping out some picks here. So the Vikings move to five, leapfrog the Giants, and they select a quarterback, probably, right, Thor?
Yeah, ponying up the 11 and the 23 picks to move up to five here are the Vikings, and Drake May has fallen down to number five. Of course, the Vikings quarterback coach, Josh McCown, a guy who in high when Drake May was in high school, he coached Drake May. Josh McCown would certainly be ecstatic about this. Drake May, the thing that arguably he is best at is chucking the ball over the middle at high velocities, fitting it into those windows. That's something that the Vikings offense and Kevin O'Connell going back years before McCown even got in the building. That's a central tenet of Kevin O'Connell's aerial philosophy. Drake May would be a very good fit. If he gets down to number five, the Vikings would be thrilled because the price point of this pick, you're not going to have to include your 2025 round one pick. The Vikings right now, by the odds board, for next year, when you look at the DraftKings different stuff like that, when you put the win totals out, they would be projected to have a top 10 pick in 2025. If you can protect that pick in trade talks, that's what you would prefer to do. Getting the fifth pick as opposed to a top three pick, you're going to be able to do that. The Vikings getting Drake May here, they would be very happy with that. And the Chargers certainly picking up a couple first round picks, they would be very happy with that as well.
So the Giants have May taken out from under them. Debro, what do they do next at six?
They got to take a number one wide receiver. I'm going to give Malik Nabers, wide receiver at LSU. He's the complete package, man. And he's my wide receiver one. I'll agree with everybody here in that, like, those top three guys, it doesn't really freaking matter which order you put them in. They're all alphas. They're all going to be number one wide receivers at the NFL level. I just think Malik is fantastic. His yak ability and explosiveness, we saw, especially the pro day testing, it jumps off the page, man. So head to New York, big man.
That's what they say about Yumi and Thor, too. All alphas, it doesn't matter what order they put us in. Let's get to number seven here, the Tennessee Titans. Mike Renner, you're up on the clock here.
I'm going Joe Alt, Notre Dame offensive tackle. I think there's an argument to be made that they could go Roma Dunsey here, the Washington wide receiver, even with you know the additions they made this offseason, because Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins are both older wide receivers and not necessarily long-term options. But I don't think you can pass up all. He's that good as a prospect at tackle, and the need is quite obvious if you watched any Titans games last year. So, yeah.
It certainly is. Definitely some holes to plug there on the offensive line. The Falcons at eight. Thor, that pick belongs to you.
Yeah, we're going to go with Dallas Turner, the edge from Alabama. Atlanta's done a good job of plugging holes on offense this offseason via free agency. They have this premium pick. They still badly need an edge rusher. We have talked for multiple classes in a row about how the Falcons have that edge rushing hole. Dallas Turner would go a long way towards plugging that.
The Chicago Bears at number nine are up next. Debro, two picks in the top 10. So where do they go?
Let's make what they already have. Let's make it go from good to great. So the addition of Keenan Allen, you already have Cole Kmet, DJ Moore there. Let's add Roma Dunsey, wide receiver out of Washington here. And look, Keenan Allen's not getting any younger. What do they do with him next year, this season after that, moving forward? You pair him and DJ Moore for seasons to come. So if Caleb Williams is that guy who we think he can be, Chicago's going to be putting up 25 points every week.
The New York Jets at 10. Mike Renner, you're on the clock.
I'm going Brock Bowers, the Georgia tight end here. You're the Jets. It's this year, right? You need a guy that immediately can make an impact. And not a lot of spots now with this roster, with what they've done well in free agency to kind of plug holes. But I think tight end, or especially Bowers, who's not only just a tight end, he can play slot wide receiver if you really want to call him that. He's that versatile and that polished. And you know, over the course of Georgia's career, he was like a true freshman being their number one type of option. Not a lot of tight ends can say that. Not a lot of tight ends on a team as loaded as Georgia was back then, with Adonai Mitchell, with Ladd McConkey, with Jermaine Burton, can say that they had a tight end who was the number one option still. So Brock Bowers is definitely worth the pick here.
Yeah, certainly less space with the wide receiver room now that Mike Williams is there too, right? I mean, Mike Williams on the Jets turf. What could go wrong? Am I right? Let's get to the number 11 pick here. The Chargers making that trade with Minnesota. So they have the 11th and the 23rd. So at 11, Thor, first of two in the first round, where do they go?
Jim Harbaugh's talk this week when he was down at the owners' meetings, he was talking about building up that offensive line. This gives him the ability, picking up the extra picks and everything, gives him the ability to do that. Chargers have Rashawn Slater. Adding Talisi Fuaga from Oregon State, I think, would be a huge step in that direction to fortifying that offensive line. Does this sound like a guy Jim Harbaugh might be interested in? 6'6", 332 pounds, 96th percentile athlete, and last year a 90.9 PFF run blocking grade. The guy's an absolute loaded spring bully coming forward. Harbaugh built up Michigan by building a dominant run blocking offensive line. That's what he's going to try to do with Los Angeles. Fuaga is a guy that they're going to be attracted to.
Fantastic. At 12, the Denver Broncos. D-Bro, you're on the clock.
This is easy, man. Give him Jared Verse, defensive edge out of Florida State. Denver couldn't get after the quarterback last year. 29th in pressure rate, 30th in hurry rate. Those numbers are going to change big time with Jared Verse in house.
13, the Las Vegas Raiders. Mike Renner, what do they do?
I have him going Byron Murphy, the Texas defensive tackle. Yeah, I know they signed Christian Wilkins, but like that's a duo that can play together. You know, they're not mutually exclusive sort of positions right there in their versatility. And Mike Murphy, I think he's that good. I have him the second best defensive prospect in this draft class. So well worth trying to rebuild Antonio Pierce D there.
Thor, back to you for 14, the New Orleans Saints.
The Saints have all kinds of tackle issues right now. Their projected starting left tackle right now is Trevor Penning, a guy who has struggled badly since he came into the NFL. He had all kinds of penalty problems when he was in the FCS. He's still extremely raw. That's who they're counting on now. Ryan Ramczyk, their projected starting right tackle, just had a setback after his knee surgery. They need to get a tackle in there that can contribute right away. What about Olu Fashanu, who has fallen down here? Fashanu, not the best run-blocking offensive tackle, but he's one of the better pass-blocking ones we've had come in the past 3-4 years. That's a guy that you can immediately put out there at left tackle. Then you can have, whether it's Ramczyk, he gets healthy, or whether it's Penning, you can put him back at right tackle. They can figure that out. But Fashanu can start a left tackle from day one.
The Colts, Derek Brown at 15.
Look, a missing piece of this Indianapolis Colts offense has been the explosive plays downtown, and that didn't happen last year. Alec Pierce was not that guy. Tied for 30th in deep targets. Let's give them a guy that can actually convert on those downfield heaves. Let's give him Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver at LSU. Not the most refined route runner, but if you're going to just ask him to run fades, run to space versus zone coverage, and run go routes, he could definitely do that all day and create big plays for the Colts.
With the Colts wide receiver depth chart right now, would he be a starter in your mind or no?
Oh, absolutely. Starter week one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At 16, the Seattle Seahawks, Mike Renner, you're on the clock.
I'm going Latu Latu, the UCLA defensive end. Not necessarily a need, but I mean, if you look at Mike McDowell's defense in Baltimore, they just loaded up on defensive linemen. They had guys that could win from everywhere. That's what Latu can do. And he's NFL ready also in a lot of ways that you don't usually see from a prospect because of his unique background, having to medically retire and then come back. He's super, super polished.
All right. Coming up next at 17, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thor, that pick belongs to you.
Let's take the first cornerback off the board in Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Last year, he faced 62 targets, 0 penalties, 0 touchdowns allowed, 14 pass breakups. The kid was a 98th percentile athlete at 6 foot and almost 200 pounds. Absolute stud, going to be the first cornerback off the board. Would be a really good value pick if he fell down to 17 here.
All right, so Quinyon Mitchell falls down to 17. The Bengals at 18. D-Bro, we've given them a lot of offensive linemen. Is that where they stay yet again in this draft?
Yeah, and people could be surprised with that, with the addition of Trent Brown, but I'll throw this out there. Orlando Brown was not good last year. Neither one of these guys are the picture of health over their NFL careers, so I know that they have Orlando Brown and Trent Brown. I'm still giving them tackle J.C. Latham out of Bama. They need the depth, and we've seen, like, when you keep Joe Burrow upright for seasons and he's healthy, good things happen in Cincinnati. So we're still going tackle here.
All right, before we get to the next pick here on the board, I just want to remind everybody, DraftKings Sportsbook is here. and it's rocking and rolling because it's March. And you know what that means? March Mania, which means all of the incredible college basketball action you can handle. And for just $5, you can win $150 instantly in bonus bets. I don't know if your bracket's still alive, but maybe you could get back some of your winnings by going over to DraftKings Sportsbook and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use that promo code FANTASYPROS. New customers can bet just $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook. With that promo code FANTASYPROS, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Next up on the clock here, we have the Los Angeles Rams. Mike Renner, that pick belongs to you.
I haven't been going Alabama corner, Tyrion Arnold. Now, they've done a good job rebuilding the secondary and free agency, which is one of like the worst in the NFL last year. But I still think another guy could be added to really complete the revamp. And with Arnold, I think with Rams scouting, they don't necessarily covet traits, they covet film. And Arnold probably had the best film of any corner this past fall. And versatile, outside, inside. So I think he'd probably start in the slot there. And I think he's a guy who's NFL ready to make an impact from day one.
Pittsburgh Steelers at 20, Thor. What do they do?
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they released their starting center, Mason Cole, earlier this offseason. And then they went after a couple of centers and they whiffed on them. They still badly have a need. And I found it kind of interesting, a guy that they've been sniffing around pretty hard this process, a guy that they met with at the Senior Bowl, and then a guy that their assistant offensive line coach, Isaac Williams, was working with at the scouting combine in Indianapolis, Austin Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon. And Austin Powers Johnson threw him to the side in a drill, the Steelers assistant offensive line coach. Steelers have been doing all kinds of work on him. They badly need a center, a guy that could come in and start right away. I think that this is a great fit. You've been seeing this more and more in mocks. If he gets down here, this card might get turned in very, very quickly.
There you go. So the Steelers fill a need at 20. The Dolphins at 21. Debro, what do they need?
We talked about Christian Wilkins earlier in this show already. And yeah, Miami, the subtraction to him in the middle, they're going to feel it this year. So let's go ahead and give them Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle out of Illinois. They need the interior pressure with the quarterbacks they're going to face in the AFC East. Yeah, they need the big man in the middle.
At 22, the Eagles did a really good job, Mike, of filling a lot of holes. What do they do now with this first pick in the draft that they have in round one?
Yeah, they obviously don't have like a ton of glaring needs, and especially at positions like that they would address early on in the draft anyway, because Howie Roseman goes valuable position no matter what. So I'm going Nate Wiggins to Clemson corner to really provide some insurance with those two 30-plus-year-old corners that they have there. His speed is just something that they don't have right now, a corner, right? Like his makeup speed is fantastic. A little skinny. Maybe could stand to get stronger, but to me, his like pure man coverage ability is as good as it gets in this class.
Mike, real quick, the Eagles, if they are kind of a BPA kind of a spot, depending on what their board looks like, and the fact that maybe they don't have as many holes because of the good offseason they had, could you see them trading out at 22?
I could, because at this point in the draft, from like 22 through probably the mid-30s, I don't see a massive gap in the player talent.
Right.
Like it's probably kind of a, so I can definitely see that because they're always looking for value no matter where they can get it. So I see it as a distinct possibility.
That's why I keep circling to trade out of the first round. So we'll see if I'm right on draft night. Remember, draft night, we will be live right here on the channel. Make sure you subscribe. And of course, ring that bell for notifications because the real NFL draft, not the mock one, will be here on this channel broadcast just like last year. All my rowdy friends will be here with me. It's going to be fantastic. So make sure you join us at 23. Thor, you are up next. This is the other part of the trade with Minnesota. So the Chargers' second pick is who?
We're going to go with Cooper DeJean, the do-all-everything defensive talent and special teams talent from the Iowa Hawkeyes, a guy that Jim Harbaugh is very familiar with from his time in the Big Ten. The Chargers, they have a sort of general secondary need, And there's sort of a debate with Dejan of would he be best at boundary corner? Would he be best in the slot? Would he be best at safety? I think you bring him in with the Chargers and you can try him everywhere. You know he's going to be able to play right away. You could shift him around play by play if you wanted. He's been fabulous wherever they've had him. I think one of the overblown things about him is the man coverage thing. On his reps in man coverage, Cooper DeJean was fabulous. Obviously, Iowa, going back years and years, they play predominantly zone, but Cooper DeJean has shown that he could do man as well. But this would be a really good fit, and also a guy that can go in and return kicks for you right away. He just needs to learn how to maybe more diligently do the fair catch sign, although in the Minnesota game, that was not a fair catch sign that he did.
At 24, D-Bro, the Dallas Cowboys are now officially on the clock.
Well, this is easy, man. We're just filling needs for the Cowboys here. Losing Tyler Biadasz and with Tyler Smith probably kicking to tackle, they have guard and center needs. Let's give him Graham Barton, offensive lineman out of Duke. This is basically just draft him and figure out where he fits.
All right, everybody, if you want to see where you fit into going to live events, and if you want to be like me, Joey P, who's going to 7 concerts already this year. That's right, 7, because I use the Game Time app, and they're all over the place in terms of ones that I want to go to and ones my daughters want to go to. Luckily, we're all going to WrestleMania in just 2 weeks from now, which is going to be amazing, night 1 and 2. But the way you get tickets for last minute for any event, whether it be a sporting event, whether it be a concert, whether it be a comedy show, Game Time is the app for you. So if you haven't already, take the guesswork out of buying tickets. Download the Game Time app right now, create an account, and when you do, use that promo code FANTASYPROS. Get $20 off your first purchase. Again, terms apply. Create your account, redeem that promo code FANTASYPROS. That's easy to remember, FANTASYPROS, for $20 off your first order. Download Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed with Game Time. Now let's move on, because it's going to be Game Time for somebody else here with this next pick. After we have Barton go off the board, that goes to you, Mike Renner, for the Green Bay Packers at 25.
I have them going Amarius Mims, the Georgia offensive tackle. Their track record of developing offensive line talent with Adam Stenovich, their OC, and Luke Buckus, their O-line coach, has been fantastic. And no one has probably better traits in this offensive line class than Amarius Mims. The guy's just a pure freak. Just hasn't played a ton of football. So they're in a luxury position with kind of where they're at right now to not have to start him right away. And the two needs that they really do have, linebacker safety, you're not drafting at pick 25. There's just not guys available that are worth it at that point in time.
At 26, the Buccaneers, a surprise playoff team for many last year. Thor, what do they do to stay relevant in 2024?
We're sending Chop Robinson, the Penn State edge rusher, to Tampa Bay. Joe Pisapia, let me ask you if this is something I could interest you in. 95th percentile broad jump, 97th percentile 40-yard dash, 97th percentile 10-yard split, and 99th percentile pressure percentage over the last 2 years combined.
Sounds like my numbers from the combine, but yes,
I knew he was going there. I knew that's exactly what he was going to say.
Some of us old guys still got the arm. Last time I
here
checked,
we go.
Just saying,
here we go.
Footwork's still pretty good.
I didn't see all that. All those moves on the football field with Mr. All-Time Quarterback of the team retreat.
Last time I checked, the stat line speaks for itself in the flag football game. And on top of that, how do you like that threading the needle over the middle pick?
Where I
throw the ball and then I just yell Erickson's name and he turns and it's right in his hand. I mean, that was a thing of beauty.
It was Montana Rice all over again, Joey.
Montana Rice all over again. So hopefully Chop Robinson's a long career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's move on. I'm probably going to go somewhere between the second and third round. 27 right here, the Arizona Cardinals. This is a pick they acquired from Houston. D-Bro, that pick belongs to you.
Joe doesn't need all this puff and praise, but I'll tell you, Arizona will be getting a lot of praise if they select Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, Alabama. Just tested really well. I think that he does not leave the first round. Arizona will be happy if he falls to them here.
Mike Renner, who's got a phenomenal 40 in his own right. 28, the Buffalo Bills, you're up next on the clock.
I am going Adonai Mitchell, who had a much faster 40 than I ran myself. he is, to me, right up there with, you know, the top of this class in terms of just physical ability. I just think he's much more unpolished than those other guys, but he goes to a situation in Buffalo where he doesn't have to be the guy right away. And he can be just be kind of the red zone threat that he was so good at between Georgia and Texas over his college career. So I think with the Bills, they have to start thinking about life after Stephon Diggs, just where he's at in his career, and try to keep that wide receiver room as talented as possible. So even with Curtis Samuel now in the fold, I think Adonai Mitchell has a role for them right out the gate.
I could have sworn the last 8 games of the year was life without Stephon Diggs for the Bills. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. I have the best job in the world. I just sit back and I just make stupid comments. 29, the Detroit Lions. Thor, you're up next here. And I love this. I'm excited about this pick. And I think everybody else is going to be also.
It's crazy how fast the Lions, you know, you do this over years and you do the mock drafts every spring. It's crazy how fast the Lions roster went from being pocked full of holes like a Swiss cheese to going to where they barely have any holes. Now, one of the holes they do have, though, a pronounced one, is that wide receiver. One of their starting projected wide receivers right now is Khalif Raymond. Of course, you have Amon-Ra St. Brown and you have Laporta to throw to. But outside of that, you have the question mark with Jameson Williams. And like I said, Khalif Raymond is also projected in the starting lineup. You need a reliable guy who is going to get open every single play and convert when he is throwing the ball. Boy, do I got a guy for you. His name is Ladd McConkey. Last year, 93rd percentile separation percentage, 91st percentile in separation percentile against single coverage. The guy also ran a 4.39, and we know that he can move directions however he wants and stop on a dime, come back, throttles up and down, changes the tempo at will. This would be a really good fit for Detroit, and I think Ladd McConkey has a better shot sliding in here at the end of the first round than maybe people are giving him credit for right now. Would be a really good fit on the Lions, and a guy philosophically I think that the Lions staff typically sort of is attracted to.
I would agree. I like this pick a lot. It's fun. Ladd in the first. Let's go. That brings the Ravens up at 30, D-Bro.
I mean, this, again, I'm just filling needs for teams right now. So let's give him Troy Fatano. Whether you think he's a tackle or a guard, he's going to fit with the Baltimore Ravens because losing Kevin Zeitler, Morgan Moses via trade and free agency, they have needs on the entire right side of their offensive line. So Fatano, regardless of wherever you think he's going to play in the NFL, he fits a need here.
All right, so filling needs for the 49ers at 31, Mike, what happens?
I have them going Tyler Guyton, the Oklahoma right tackle. Obviously, we saw in the Super Bowl that the Achilles heel for this 49ers team is their offensive line, especially when they have to pass. They're just pretty weak. And so I think this is a draft where eat your vegetables, multiple offensive linemen, I would go for them just because it's such a necessity. And Guyton, maybe a little bit of a project, but definitely athletic enough to play in a Shanahan scheme.
I was waiting for the full Hulk Hogan promo there for a second there. I'm going to say my prayers and eat my vitamins. Let's go. The Kansas City Chiefs at 32, Thor, last pick of the first.
Yeah, speaking of eating your vegetables, the Chiefs, I'm going to have them grabbing Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle, maybe going to the NFL, maybe guard from Arizona. But the Chiefs need offensive line, if nothing else, depth. But you could also argue that they need a starting tackle at this point. They can bring in Morgan, try him on the outside. If that doesn't work, you can shift him inside. Looking over the Chiefs starting depth chart right now, they only have one guy on here who's listed who is a backup interior offensive lineman on their entire depth chart. But again, they also potentially could have a guy to push Wanya Morris in year one. So Morgan could be a good fit for them. And another point I'd make, receiver is another need for the Chiefs. But as we know, receiver is very deep in this class, certainly through day two.
Okay, so round one is in the books. And remember, everybody, if you are watching the show today, I'm pretty sure that you're a lunatic and you've got dynasty drafts coming up and you want to see how free agency is affected fantasy football. The mock draft simulator tool is open at fantasypros.com/simulator. It's fast, it's free. It's a great way to practice any kind of draft, including dynasty startup drafts and rookie drafts as well. Again, that's fantasypros.com/simulator. Round two begins. D-Bro, that's you. The Carolina Panthers kick us off.
Darius Robinson, edge out of Missouri, man. Look, I know they just signed Jadeveon Clowney, but losing Brian Burns, they have to replace being able to rush the quarterback. 40th in pass rush win rate last year. He feels a need.
The New England Patriots at 34, Mike Renner. What do my Pats do?
I think going Xavier Worthy, the Texas wide receiver, Mr. 4-2-1. Obviously, I had some speed there when you drafted the best deep ball thrower in this class and Jaden Daniels in the first round.
Yes, sir.
You can win deep. And, well, Xavier Worthy, that's what he did at Texas over the course of his career there.
So I get Worthy and Daniels. I like Renner. We got to keep this guy around. This is a good draft here. This makes me very happy. God forbid we have any speed and athleticism on the Patriots. 35, the Arizona Cardinals up next, Thor. What do they do?
We had the Cardinals going with the sizzle in the first round of Marvin Harrison Jr. let's let him get the beef in with this pick, the most beef in the entire class, in Tavondre Sweat, the enormous planet-sized defensive tackle from the University of Texas that won the Defensive Lineman of the Year award last year in college football. This guy is an occupier. He can also push the pocket a little bit, maybe a little bit better than he's given credit for, but most of his utility is he is going to occupy two guys and allow your linebackers to flow. The Cardinals have put resources into improving that defensive front seven. They still have a long way to go. In that 3-4 system, they need a crux point of a guy that can occupy those blockers and allow everyone else behind them to flow. That's what Tavondre Sweat will bring to that defense.
All right, so Sweat off the board at 36. The Commanders are on the board, and Derek Brown, so are you.
They need to protect their new franchise quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. Let's give him Kingsley Sumataia, offensive tackle, or could be a guard out of BYU. They have needs at both left tackle and left guard. So, again, a lot of in this mock of just drafting, and we'll figure it out later.
37, the Los Angeles Chargers, Mike Renner, figure out a pick for them.
I have them going Keon Coleman, the FSU wide receiver. Okay. You look at this wide receiver depth chart, which, you know, with the first two rounders, they went OT, they went corner. You need someone who's reliable, right? And Keon Coleman, maybe he's not the best separator, maybe he's not the best deep threat. He's going to catch the passes that are catchable. Yeah, I can't say that really about anyone else on this Chargers roster right now. So a desperate need at that position, and he fills basically that.
Yeah, the Chargers are going to look a lot different than what we're used to, and obviously as Harbaugh continues to remake this roster, as he will. And if you need new tires for your car, just the way Harbaugh needs new players for his team, Discount Tire is the way to go. They have exceptional service, and you get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online at tire.com. That's where Harbaugh does his tires, I think. I can't be sure, but I'm pretty sure he does. They have this really cool feature, too, called Treadwell, which is an online tire buying guide that gives you transparency on tire performance as well as personalized recommendations based on your location and your driving habits. Discount Tire is also the largest independent tire retailer in the country, so it has the biggest selection of tires and wheels. And here's a pro tip from the experts at Discount Tire. You can prevent wear and boost gas mileage by keeping your tires properly inflated. Tire pressure supports the weight of your vehicle. Did you know that, Mike Renner? Well, now you know. And it's important to check for safety. So it's been over a month since you last checked your tires. Well, you better stop by one of their local stores for a free tire and safety air pressure check. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't me.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get the next pick taken care of, too. After the Chargers are off the board, Thor, you're back up with the Titans at 38.
Yeah, we help Will Levis out with the first pick that the Titans made, giving him Joe Alt. We're going to help him out some more here and give him Troy Franklin, the wide receiver from Oregon, a guy that Bo Nix loved to work with at the last level, because Troy Franklin's really good after the catch. He's super-duper slippery. He breaks tackles. He's a yak guy. I know the Titans brought in Calvin Ridley, but they still need wide receiver help. DeAndre Hopkins, we don't know how many years he has left there as well. So Troy Franklin would really help to solidify that room and be a guy that you can – He can win at all three levels, but certainly for Will Levis, you can manufacture some touches for him, and he's going to give you that yak yardage like he did for Bo Nix at Oregon.
Thor, is Treylon Burks just done? Is that never happening?
Yeah, he might be. I don't know how much hope I have for Treylon.
There you go. Let's see. Next here is the Carolina Panthers. D-Bro, also potentially going with a wide receiver, in your opinion.
Yeah, let's keep the wide receiver train rolling, baby. Okay. A player that I've come around on a lot, Thor got to talk to him down in Mobile, Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver out of Florida. I mean, what better team to draft him than the guy that I comp him to? Just a more explosive version of Adam Thielen. He can get open all three levels. The guy is a contested catch, highlight reel waiting to happen. You're talking about you need guys that could separate for Bryce Young? Yeah, that's Ricky Pearsall, baby.
The Commanders at 40, Mike Renner, you're up next.
I've been going Marshawn Neyland, the Western Michigan defensive end, a guy who is one of my favorite like non-round one pass rushers. Great size, really a good fit for Dan Quinn's defense, and obviously the position there just decimated after the trade deadline last year in Washington. Definitely a need.
Okay, next up, the Jets move this pick to the Packers at 41, so Green Bay is up. Thor, that pick belongs to you.
Are you guys ever confronted with doing something that you don't want to do, but you force yourself to do it anyway because you know it's the right thing?
Every single Friday.
Oh, you just stole my line. I set you guys up for that alley-oop. Well, that's me with this Packers pick. Everyone knows that I'm not the biggest Packer fan in the world. The Packers need a safety, and boy, oh boy, Tyler Newbin, this class's best safety has fallen down here from my local Minnesota Gophers. This would be a really, really good fit and a guy that can step into that Packer system immediately and start. I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it.
I got to tell you, though, Mock Draft Friday here, it's my favorite thing. Like, I love it. I love when we do this. It's so much fun. So kidding aside, it's actually, I really look forward to this. D-Bro, I'm looking forward to your next pick here. Houston Texans at 42.
Houston's going to love this. D'Amico Ryans will be salivating if this guy is still on the board. TJ Tampa, cornerback out of Iowa State. Come on down, baby. I mean, the Houston Texans secondary depth chart is just the island of misfit toys opposite Derek Stingley. So we've got Jeff Okudo. We've got CJ Henderson. None of these guys can stay healthy and none have been good. They need a cornerback to operate opposite of Stingley. Guy allowed only a 51% catch rate, 54.8 passer rating and coverage. Yeah, Tampa, let's go.
So Tampa to Houston at 42. At 43, Atlanta goes where, Mike?
I had to go on Chris Jenkins, Michigan DT. Really rebuilding his offensive line after I believe they went Dallas Turner in the first round. Grady Jarrett obviously coming off an ACL in his 10th season. I don't know how much longer you can rely on him. Chris Jenkins is your transition plan.
At 44, the Las Vegas Raiders, Thor, we've been consistent here. Are we going to do a different swerve here, or is it Michael Penix yet again?
It is Michael Penix. The Raiders, they signed Gardner Minshew, I guess, to be the bridge guy or whatever, along with Aiden O'Connell. But they are that does not take them out of the quarterback consideration. There's been a lot of smoke around Jaden Daniels, a guy that Antonio Pierce recruited to Arizona State. And Davante Adams today, I think it was, put on his Instagram a picture of Jaden Daniels that he wanted him there or whatever. The Raiders are actively sniffing around the quarterbacks in this class. I don't know that they, and I don't think that they have the ammunition, for instance, to beat out a team like the Vikings to get up the board in round one. If that is the case, round two, they are in prime position to grab a guy like Michael Penix coming down here. I know last year they liked Anthony Richardson. They like the guys that can get it down the field. Certainly that is different than a guy like Gardner Minshew, who can be the caretaker. But Michael Penix would be a guy that can come in. Maybe Minshew plays initially, but you teach the system to Penix and then he can take over later on.
At 45, the Saints are up. D-Bro, what do your boys do?
I'm just going to put it out there. If the Raiders trade into the top five and take a quarterback over the Vikings, we're going to have to do a wellness check on Thor.
Oh, but we will not have a fun live show.
Yeah, it'll be very, very interesting. But we won't have to do a wellness check.
Subscribe. All right, go ahead.
It will be interesting, to say the least. But we will not be having to do a wellness check for the New Orleans Saints if Braden Fiske falls down to this spot, defensive tackle out of Florida State. They don't have a standout guy on the roster right now that can not only stop the run and rush the passer. Fiske can do that. 78.5 or higher pass rush and run defense grades in two of the last three seasons.
At 46, that's the Indianapolis Colts, Mike Renner.
I have them going Cooper Beebe, the Kansas State guard, one of the best mauling guards in this draft class. Pair him with Quentin Nelson. That's like a tough, tough duo.
It is.
And kind of putting a stamp on this offense for Anthony Richardson. Basically, there's no holes then after this. After Brian Thomas, then Cooper Beebe. If it doesn't work out with him, well, you can know it's his fault, not the supporting cast.
I'm excited about the Colts in 2024. The Giants, not so much at 47, but Thor, you know, every pick counts. So let's make a pick count here for the New York Giants.
We're going to help out their secondary and give Aminus Ragstrap Jr. from Missouri some speed questions and on the skinny side, but this guy is really, really shifty. He is hard to get away from. Sometimes he's a little bit grabby, but he's a tone setter. He's one of those guys who is happy to fly down the alley and stick your running back. I think he's a guy that the Giants would like as far as that tone setter for their defense.
They certainly could use one. 48, the Jaguars are up next, D-Bro.
Well, losing Calvin really hurt. Let's make that smart a little bit less and give them an X receiver and Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina.
Next up at 49, the Cincinnati Bengals. Renner, you're on the clock.
I'm going Jalen Polk, the wide receiver out of Washington, Tyler Boyd kind of clone. It's very savvy, very reliable, can just fill that role with no real drop off, in my opinion.
Do you think that if Higgins gets moved on from sometime during the draft, that a pick like Polk could potentially be a guy that would have more fantasy relevance in 24?
Oh, for sure. I mean, obviously, Joe Burrow's going to put up numbers whoever he's thrown to. So if they don't, if they don't go first round to wide receiver position, whoever they're taking in the second round is going to be a starter right away anyway.
All right, in the second round here at pick number 50, that's the Eagles, and Thor, you're up next.
Yeah, the Eagles obviously had a very big retirement on their interior offensive line. The interior offensive line now is a need. The Eagles do very well of drafting, because their roster is so good, drafting for years in advance and then fortifying the backup positions and then, next man up kind of a thing. But they need interior offensive line help, both for the coming years and then the current team's depth chart. Christian Haynes of UConn, very, very good guard prospect. He's down here. This would be a good fit for a team that needs depth chart help at this position, so we're going to give him to the Eagles.
The Steelers at 51, D-Bro.
We were talking about succession plans. Look, Cam Hayward's not getting any younger. Coming into his age 35 season, and he's coming off an injury plague season, limited to only 11 games. Let's give him defensive tackle Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State.
Mike Renner at 52. Do the Rams have a succession plan for Matthew Stafford?
Yes, they do. I have them going Bo Nix, the Oregon QB. I debated this one at 19, truthfully, but I figured who I was drafting against that Bo Nix would still be on the board.
Always know your room. It's a good lesson.
You got to know
it's a good lesson.
He's not wrong.
Stafford 36 has missed games, missed a game this past year that they would have liked to have won against the Green Bay Packers. Bo Nix, has improved every single year of his career and obviously goes to a spot where the Rams like to move on from their first round picks. That's a thing they love to do. And this kind of gives them that flexibility of being able to do that in the future and, not having a situation where they need to draft a quarterback when Matt Stafford ultimately does hang it up.
The Eagles up again at 53 with a lot of capital here. What do they do, Thor, with 53?
I know that they typically don't use premium picks on linebackers. I just gave them a non-premium pick with the last one as well. But it's another position that they need. And in my opinion, the best linebacker in the class this year. So I think this could be a fit. Edgerrin Cooper, he's a guy that does it in every single phase. And I think he would be the best value as far as what the Eagles need at this point. So we're sending Edgerrin Cooper, the Texas A&M linebacker, to Philadelphia.
At 54, that puts D-Bro and the Browns on the clock.
I'm just filling needs for all these teams, man. Cleveland Browns, Jim Schwartz will be licking his chops if they can draft Peyton Wilson. Look, if it wasn't for the injury concerns, Wilson wouldn't be here at this spot on the board. You have Devin Bush and Jordan Hicks brought in on cheap 1- and 2-year deals. I mean, this screams they're going to go linebacker.
The Dolphins at 55, Mike Renner.
I had to go with Dominic Puni, the Kansas State offensive lineman. Kansas.
Thor wasn't going to let it fly.
I knew it.
Knew it.
That's all right. Everybody gets one, Mike. That's yours.
Who can play? He can play anywhere on the offensive line, truthfully. And with the Dolphins, with, you know, Tron Armstead being as injury plagued as he could even slide in at left tackle where he played this past fall. He's one of my favorite offensive linemen in this draft class. And for the Miami Dolphins, they had so many losses this offseason, have to backfill somewhere. And Puni does that.
Dallas Cowboys at 56. Thor, you're up next.
So the Cowboys obviously need a running back quite a bit, and I'm going to give them a guy that not only do I comp to Tony Pollard, but I also know that they have met with this guy multiple times during the pre-draft process and have been scouting him very closely. Jalen Wright, the running back from Tennessee, he fits what they look for, and they are looking for him right now. As I said, I have on good authority they've been scouting him pretty closely. They're going to be meeting with him privately. Who is going to lead this running back dance? I'm not sure. Will there be one going the second round? We'll have to see. But this slot here at number 56, if you had to put your roulette chip on one slot, this would probably be what you put it on for the first running back to go off the board. And I think Jalen Wright would make a lot of sense as that guy.
That brings the Bucs back at 57. Derek Brown, that pick is yours.
Tampa has a big need at center. Zach Frazier, come on down from West Virginia. This guy can handle oncoming defenders in both pass protection and the run game. Feels a big need. Zero sacks and only 3 QB hits allowed last year.
All right, Mike Renner up at 58 for the Packers, and you think they're going back to the secondary again?
I think going Javon Bullard, even with them going Tyler Newbin earlier in the round, because Bullard, to me, is much more versatile. Tyler Newbin's okay. Going to be your box safety in that defense, obviously changing defense coordinators there, whereas Bullard can play slot, he can play deep, he can even play outside corner if you want. He's one of my favorite just versatile pieces on the back end, and I think that's what they need after all the injuries they had last year, just more depth at that position where there's not a lot of needs on this roster.
The Houston Texans up next at 59, Thor.
Earlier this round with that pick that they acquired from the Vikings, we gave them secondary help with TJ Tampa. With their second pick in this round, going to give them wide receiver help, another one of their big needs, and give them a guy that I wouldn't take in the second round, but it seems like that there's a decent shot that he will go in the second round because of his testing. Tez Walker from UNC ran in the 4.3s. He has the downfield utility. Could be a guy that the Texans are interested in because he brings you that downfield utility. Could help out the spacing for a guy like Tank Dell, who is the killer in the intermediate sector. And obviously you have the stud on the other side with Nico Collins. But a guy like Tez Walker, if nothing else, could help the spacing of that entire offense. So it could be a guy that the Texans look at here.
Look, 6 wide receivers in the second round so far. So it's not crazy to think that if the board's getting cleaned up, the Texans go ahead and jump on another wide receiver. The Bills at 60, D-Bro.
Losing Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, smarts. And I know they retain Taylor Rapp, but they still need safety reinforcements. Skim them Cameron Kitchens, safety out of Miami.
Next up, the Lions at 61, Mike Renner.
I am going Rook Ohorohoro, the Clemson defensive tackle, one of the best like 2-gapping DTs in the run game in this draft class. And for the Lions, you got to go through Josh Jacobs to win the North. You got to go through Christian McCaffrey to win the NFC. Get a guy that can shore up the run defense.
Very good. 62, that means the Baltimore Ravens up in Thor.
So the Ravens, the run game looking really good right now. The receiving core, you have Zay Flowers. That's great. But outside of that, you're starting projected receivers right now, Rashad Bateman and Nelson Agholor, and basically nothing behind them whatsoever. They need receiving help. And we've talked, we're starting to sense a theme here in round two that the receiving class is super deep through day two. And even beyond that, if we were to take this mock draft longer than 3 rounds, Roman Wilson's a guy that is going to go either in late round two or early in round three. I think he's a guy that would fit the Ravens pretty well. If you don't believe me, the guy that runs the Ravens, his brother, is a guy who is very familiar, acquainted with Roman Wilson from his days playing at Michigan. The Harbaugh connection, everything like that. Roman Wilson, very, very good out of the slot. He is a speedster. He's on the smaller side, of course, but he's a scrapper, too. Like, it's fun watching him try to block. He's like a little gnat. You know, he goes after people and stuff like that. So Roman Wilson could be a good fit here and a reliable guy. The Ravens need a reliable Yeah. Miss Tebow. So he would give that.
63, that's the 49ers and Debro.
Man, I almost wanted you to hop me just because I'm excited for Renner's next pick. Probably my favorite pick of this entire draft, but we'll go ahead and make this right here. Mike Sanistrill, a cornerback, nickel, basically, out of Michigan. Look, 49ers have a need at nickel. Lenore was not good. He's also an unrestricted free agent this year. San Francisco last season gave up the 8th most receptions and the 10th most receiving touchdowns to opposing slot wide receivers. Yeah, Sanistrill, you are a San Francisco 49er.
All right, you teased it. Let's close out the second round here with the Chiefs at 64. Renner, blow us away.
I have them going UCF wide receiver Javon Baker, yes. A guy who's is not too dissimilar from Rashee Rice, who obviously turned into their number one wide receiver at the end of his rookie year. He's got great size. He's explosive. He's amazing at the line of scrimmage. I thought he was one of, if not the most impressive wide receiver down at the Senior Bowl in the one-on-ones with just his ability to get off the line of scrimmage. And honestly, that's just like his versatility in that offense with Rashee Rice. Like that's just that can bring them back to what they were obviously before last year.
That's the 9th wide receiver too in the second round. Oh, so baby. There you go. Let's go. Full of wide receivers. Get ready, everybody. Round 3 kicks off at 65, and that's the Panthers and Thor.
The Panthers last round got defensive line dash edge help in Darius Robinson, and then they took their receiver in Ricky Pearsall. Need offensive line help on the interior in particular. Cedric Van Pran, very reliable center from Georgia, would certainly be a huge step in that direction. So we're going to send him to Carolina.
66, the Cardinals, D-Bro, they probably need more help on defense, correct?
Yes, sir. Let's continue the defensive remodel here. They were 31st in pressure rate. Braylon Trice, edge out of Washington, will help up that number in 2024.
All right. Washington up at 67. Renner, they need a lot. So what do they do next?
I've been going back to OT. I know they drafted Kingsley Suamadia in the second round, but legitimately, they need both left and right tackle. So I've been going Patrick Paul here, the Houston offensive tackle. A guy who I think is a little more NFL ready than even Suamadia. I think he just slots in right away at left tackle. Maybe he's not great, lighting the world on fire, but at least gives you some floor for J.J. McCarthy, who they drafted in the first round, who's going to be under a lot of heat if they don't.
Okay, next up, the New England Patriots at 68. Thor, make me happy.
We're going to go Roger Rosengarten, the offensive tackle from Washington. The first couple picks that the Patriots took, they took their quarterback in round 1. Then they took a receiver to help them in round 2. They still badly need the offensive line help. Rosengarten would be a nice step in that direction. This pre-draft process measured in 6'5", 3'11", 96 percentile athlete. And of course, was very good last year protecting Michael Penix, particularly in pass protection, 80.8 PFF grade in that. We're going to send him to New England.
3 straight offensive picks for the Patriots. I think I might cry, Thor. I really might shed a tear here. The Chargers at 69, D-Bro.
We know Jim Harbaugh wants to run the damn ball, so let's give him the guy to do that with to set the tone. Marshawn Lloyd, come on down, baby. Let's go. Running back out of USC. I love his game. 3 down skill set. Harbaugh can run him into the ground. I'm here for it.
So in terms of fantasy here, when it comes to Lloyd, where would you rank him if he landed at the Charger spot?
Top 3 round capital with only Gus Edwards and Isaiah Spiller. Top 20 running back. Lock it in.
Top 20. Okay, there you go. New York Giants at 70. Renner, that's you.
I'm going back to the running back position. I'm going Trey Benson, the guy who I have, Florida State running back. He's my RB1 in this draft class. His combine was insane, man. 4.39 at his size, his tackle breaking ability. I think it's, you know, with Devin Singletary obviously there, he's much more explosive back. I think you would easily take over that RB1 role there.
All right, same question to you. With Singletary the only thing really stopping him, what do you think his prospects for 2024 impact would be if he landed with the Giants, who clearly have a big hole with Saquon Barkley now in Philly?
Yeah, I still don't think it's great just because that running game is still not going to be great, right? The offensive line is still the biggest issue. So I don't think he immediately, you know, it was a massive impact in terms of fantasy, but they can put the pieces along that offensive line, then we can start talking. Because to me, he is still like, if he didn't have the injury history, he'd be like a top 50 player on my board.
Next up is the Cardinals again at 71. Thor, that's you.
We're going to give them the Yale offensive tackle, Karan Amagaji. The Cardinals so far, just to recap, because they have a whole bunch of picks. First round was Marvin Harrison and Kool-Aid McKinstry. Second round, the enormous defensive tackle from Texas, Tavondre Sweat. And then Braylon Trice earlier this round. need the offensive line help. That's what they're going to get from this Yale ball of clay.
Yale, by the way, good job. You were practicing for the entire half hour before the show. You did a good job on the pronunciation.
He was so happy when he said it right. You can see it in his face.
I was so happy. I was happy for you. 72, the Jets, Derek Brown.
Well, this name's a little bit easier, man. Kamari Lassiter. If he would have tested a little bit better, I don't think you would have seen him in the third round right here. But look, I know that the Jets have really good corners on the outside, but they need depth here. Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, Michael Carter are a really good starting trio. Lassiter, bring him in. If any injuries happen, he just steps right into the starting lineup.
All right, so Lassiter off the board. That brings back Renner for pick number 73 in the third round, the Detroit Lions.
I'm going Utah safety Cole Bishop, a box safety, kind of going back to what I talked about with the Horro pick. They need to stop the run. Cole Bishop's one of the best run defenders in the safety class.
All right, next up here after another safety goes off the board is Thor at 74 with the Atlanta Falcons.
Mentioned it before, the story of the Falcons offseason and free agency has been the offense. I think the story of their draft class is going to be the defense. The first round, we gave them Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama. Second round, it was Chris Jenkins, the mutant from Michigan in the interior. This time, we're going to give them Cam Hart, the cornerback from Notre Dame. A very big, well-built cornerback. We saw him down in Mobile. He was awesome at the Senior Bowl. Then he tested really well. He was great last year at Notre Dame, was one of the best cornerbacks in the nation. In the third round here, top of the third round, this is a really good value.
I'm drinking the Falcons Kool-Aid, I'm telling you, especially if they keep pounding on the defensive picks like this. 75, the Chicago Bears, D-Bro.
Well, the Chicago Bears do not want Caleb Williams getting pounded, so they're going to take guard Christian Mahogany out of Boston College. Nate Davis was objectively terrible last year at right guard, so they need to upgrade the position. Mahogany, one sack and only two QB hits over 1,500 snaps at right guard over the last two collegiate seasons.
76, that brings up the Denver Broncos and Mike Renner.
I have them going Penn State tight end Theo Johnson. I watched this guy as an athlete, and I just see Jimmy Graham. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Jimmy Graham, but who maximized Jimmy Graham? Well, Sean Payton. So I think he'd see this guy too and think about all the things he could do with him in his offense.
There you go. Wow, that's a high potential ceiling for a player. Las Vegas Raiders at 77. Thor, that's you.
Need a cornerback. We're going to send Jarvis Brownlee Jr., the CB1 from Louisville over there. When he was on the field, he's on the smaller side, but that was the guy they sicked on opposing wide receiver ones. I think that's a guy that Las Vegas could be interested in.
Next up is the Commanders at 78, D-Bro.
Let's give them Jaden Hicks, safety out of Washington State. I know they already added Jeremy Chinn this offseason, but they need to continue to add to that safety room. Hicks just blazed a mid-4 forward as pro day. I think his stock is rising.
The Falcons at 79. Renner, do they continue to build that defense?
Yes, let's get more front seven. Let's go Junior Colson, the linebacker from Michigan. One of the most NFL-ready linebackers in this draft class. And now you go Dallas Turner first round, Chris Jenkins, DT second round, linebacker third round, Raheem Morris in complete control of this draft board here.
Raheem Morris is going to be a happy boy if the draft falls this way to him. I can tell you that much. Cincinnati Bengals at 80, Thor, that's you.
The Bengals could use a tight end, someone for Joe Burrow to throw to. Jatavion Sanders, the tight end from Texas, was a guy who came into this process. We thought he was pretty dang near a lock to go in the second round. That's probably changed with his testing. There's a real good shot he's going to fall down to the third now because of his testing, like we have in this exercise. He had a 5.61 RAS at just a shade under 6'4", 245. The kid's not a blocker, but he is a really, really skilled receiver, as we saw at Texas with Quinn Ewers and those guys. So this would be a guy that, and a pick that Joe Burrow would be really happy with.
Would it be a mistake pick, though, Thor, considering, you know, year over year when they lost Bell and they lost Bates in that secondary, really going that route instead of going with a tight end who, again, as you mentioned, the testing wasn't great?
Well, in particular, if you're thinking about trading Mr. T. Higgins, you have to have the weapons in there. And so fortifying that position room,
fair.
One that we've talked about the last couple of years, the Cincinnati should address more sufficiently. I know they got Gesicki there, but Jatavion Sanders is a guy who we really even shouldn't consider him a tight end. He's a big slot is what he is.
Okay. D-Bro, you're the big spoon, I hear a lot of times. Seattle, 81. What are you doing here?
I don't even know if I come back for that. Like, I'm just knocked off the back of my heels here. But I'm going to go ahead and deliver this before I just get too choked up. But Seattle is going to address cornerback depth. Going to take Chris Abrams drain at cornerback out of Missouri. Look, Tariq Woolen, we know he can lock down one side of the field. Michael Jackson's been kind of up and down. This pick allows him to keep Devon Witherspoon in the slot where he crushed opposing slot wide receivers last year.
Colts are back again at 82, Mike Renner.
Let's go Kyrie Jackson, the Oregon cornerback, a Gus Bradley corner through and through at 6'4" with almost 33-inch arms to pair with the 6'3" Juju Brents. Now the basketball team on the outside there.
Rams at 83. Thor, you're on the clock.
Yeah, we'll give him an infrastructure pick. Chris Braswell, the edge from Alabama, a straight line speed to power type guy, a veteran guy, been well coached at Alabama. Help out the edge rushing in the front seven for Los Angeles.
At 84, the Steelers, D-Bro, all these quarterbacks, they need somebody to throw to, don't they?
Man, this is one of my favorite guys in this class. He's my wide receiver 10 in this class. Right now, Pittsburgh has to address the wide receiver room. You have Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins, possibly the only guys starting opposite George Pickens. Jermaine Burton, people might look at this and say this is high, and I will push back on that and say, go turn on his tape. He's not only a field stretcher, he can win at all three levels. The guy is an efficient, awesome route runner.
At 85, the Cleveland Browns and Mike Renner for the selection.
Let's go Jonathan Brooks, the running back from Texas. Not a lot of needs on this Browns team. And if Brooks didn't tear his ACL late in the season, he goes much higher than this. He could be the first running back off the board, even with that torn ACL. Nick Chubb, obviously gruesome injury. Don't know his availability. And even if he does come back at 28 years old, turning 29 this year, how long can you rely on him? Jonathan Brooks gives you that transition plan.
86, that's the Houston Texans up next from Thor.
We're going to give him Adisa Isaac, the edge rusher from Penn State, a guy where it's just a good value pick at this time, be a depth guy initially, a guy that can come in situationally and give you some edge rushing, and then maybe after Danielle Hunter could potentially come in and step in later on when he leaves.
All right, coming up next here, we have D-Bro at 87, and that's the Dallas Cowboys.
They keep trying to fill the need at defensive tackle. I think they're going to take another swing at it, man. Give him Leonard Taylor, defensive tackle out of Miami.
Okay, up next at 88, the Green Bay Packers, back to Renner.
I think going Austin Booker, the Kansas, not Kansas State, edge.
He paused for a second to make sure.
Don't let the door get in your kitchen, Renner. Don't let that happen to you.
It was one of my favorite like project edges. I thought his tape this past year was full of high-end reps, but just has only played like 500 snaps in his career. So the Packers get kind of swinging the bat here in the third round.
Okay, next up here is Thor. Back to you for 89, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, Tampa's linebacking room's looking thin and in need of reinforcements. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. of Clemson would be a really good value pick at this point. Was a guy that initially we thought maybe he could be seen as a linebacker one, but you can get him in the late third round. Good value. Tampa pops him here.
His daddy was one heck of a player. 90, the Arizona Cardinals. D-Bro, you're up.
We're just going to continue to add to this defense until, I don't know, we hope that it's good. So let's take DJ James, cornerback out of Auburn. At least 85.7 coverage grades of the last 2 years. Again, Cardinals got to stop the pass, man. They were horrible last year.
They sure were. At least they have some bodies after this draft they were giving them. 91, that's the Packers. Back to you, Mike.
I'm going linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple. Linebacker is going to look very different in Jeff Hafley's defense. They need more speed at that position. He's a little undersized, but he plays violent for a 228-pounder.
Thor, the Bucs are back again with another pick. This one was from Detroit. So almost two picks here in five. What do they do here with the second one?
Yeah, this one, Spencer Rattler has fallen down the board, and Spencer Rattler is a guy that some people compare to Baker Mayfield. Of course, the Tampa Bay starter, Mayfield was brought in on a contract where he's going to be there the next 2 years. But what a good guy for Spencer Rattler to learn from in the NFL. Spencer Rattler, he started out his career. He was great as a redshirt freshman at Oklahoma. Then there was the weird thing the second year at Oklahoma, and then he ended up transferring out. Last couple years at South Carolina, he's been stuck behind terrible offensive lines, which is not a good fit for his game. He likes to extend plays, scramble around, and then look down the field. I think you get a better offensive line in front of him. Then, you know, he's got that juicy arm in the smaller pocket passing type frame. He's just like Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield going to be a good mentor for him. Plus, you get the quarterback depth there. Their quarterback two right now is Kyle Trask. Kyle Trask stinks. He can hit the road after you get Spencer Rattler. We're sending Spencer Rattler to Tampa Bay.
What do you really think about Trask?
He stinks.
Never mind. Just catching strays. I got it the first time. Trask. Baltimore Ravens 93, D-Bro.
We're going to continue to remodel this offensive line. Mason McCormick, guard at a South Dakota State. Come on down.
Okay. Next up, we have the San Francisco I just did the baseball
show. Wow. Here we go. A Giants reference.
Hey. Woo! It was opening day. I just did the baseball show before this one. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more to me. San Francisco 49ers. Sorry, Welsh. My bad. Renner, you're up next for the Niners.
Let's go Virginia wide receiver Malik Washington. 49ers had trade talks apparently regarding Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. And to me, Malik Washington has the closest skill set to Deebo Samuel in this draft class. Solidly built, great catch radius for a shorter wide receiver. And the man is fantastic after the catch. Sounds like a 49er.
Renner, right. I love the fact that you went with Malik and not Malachi Corley here. I love that so much.
I got Malik higher on my board. I think he's
why?
There we go. Renner, why? There we just go. For all the people listening, why is that?
I think he's a better route runner.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And I think he has better hands, too. Those two things. Corley's obviously got better size, but I think Malik Washington, he's pretty long for like a shorter wide receiver. I think his wingspan is bigger than guys like Chris Olave, even so.
All right. Next up is the Kansas City Chiefs. By the way, the Chiefs. Renner used up his. I used up mine. Thor and D-Bro still have one left apiece. Kansas City Chiefs up next at 95. Now we have a couple of compensatory picks coming up next. So Thor, kick us off with the Chiefs here.
We haven't given the Chiefs a cornerback yet. They lost Snead, obviously. Andrew Phillips from Kentucky is a guy who has fun film. He's one of those sort of street fighter type cornerbacks out there. You're going to make you work for it. And he also tested decently, 83rd percentile athlete, just under six feet tall. So that's a guy late third round here that the Chiefs could be looking for if they haven't taken a cornerback above this.
All right, Jacksonville at 96, D-Bro.
Jacksonville needs offensive tackle help bad opposite Cam Robinson. Anton Harrison, Walker Little have not been it, man. So let's give him Blake Fisher, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame.
The Bengals, pardon me, at 97. That's back to you, Mike.
Let's go Blake Corum, the Michigan running back, to the Bengals. I know they signed Zach Moss, small deal though, kind of just a stopgap pick. I know they had Chase Brown last year, but Corum to me, the best gap scheme runner in this draft class. Obviously, that's all they do at Michigan for the most part. Great vision. Will fit really well behind what the Bengals want to do offensively.
98, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Back to you, Thor.
Going to give them some linebacker help with Cedric Gray from UNC. That UNC defense stunk, except really for Cedric Gray. He could do a lot of different things. Makes plays both sides outside of the tackles. He's also really good in coverage. So I think this is a guy who can help both phases of your team, and that's what he's going to do for Pittsburgh.
Okay, after the Steelers, pick number 99, the Los Angeles Rams. That's you, D-Bro.
Well, I'm going to give them an archetype of a player that they kind of went down this road a few years ago with Jacob Harris. I'm going to give him Johnny Wilson, wide receiver out of Florida State. He's big. He's athletic. What his role is at the NFL, we shall see. But this offers the Rams a passing offense versatility. Cooper Kupp's getting a little bit older. Johnny Wilson could play, man. I just want to see him play 50-50 outside and slot.
There you go. And the last pick of today's show at 100. From 1 to 100, Mike Renner, we've come full circle. So make the last pick for us for the Washington Commanders, Mike.
Let's go Christian Jones, the Texas OT, a guy who hasn't been playing offensive line that long, I thought really showed out at the Senior Bowl. And it really can't be understated how bad this Washington O-line is right now. I think it's the worst in the NFL on paper. So to draft three offensive tackles in a really deep offensive tackle class, that's not too much. That's what has to happen for this Commanders team after they draft J.J. McCarthy there.
Well, there you have it. 100 picks in just over an hour. We hope you enjoyed the show here. Of course, we love to hear from you, but keep it, on the up and up. Make sure you tell us who you like. You like the picks, you don't like the picks. What would you rather have done? And you can drop those comments below in our YouTube channel, because we do love to see what our passionate audience has to say about these 100 picks. And of course, when it comes to NFL draft passion, nobody's better than Mike Renner. Follow him over on X @MikeRenner_ for all the big moves he's making. He's moving up a lot of people's boards. I don't know if people know that. but he is very sought after. So I'm looking forward to a lot of big news from him coming soon. Mike, thank you so much for joining us on today's show. And don't forget, everybody, there's still lots to do here when it comes to those startup dynasty drafts. FantasyPros.com/simulator. It's open for business. Go run your mock drafts today on Draft Wizard. The Draft Wizard is ready for you, ready for action. And we'll be back with another mock draft show next week as well. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For D-Bro and Thor and Mike Renner, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts at fantasypros.com/review or on Spotify. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.